Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, family, and welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. We are Faithpreneurs, walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you for joining us this morning for another time of fellowship. I am traveling and on the road and have to rush to open an event, but I just thank God for giving us strength. This is one of those mornings where I'm like, oh, Jesus, I need an extra portion of nods and winks of sleep. But it is all good. He woke us up one more again to give him glory. It's Father's Day weekend. So we know when these holidays come about, you know how I feel about it. The commercialism of the holidays, I get it. Everybody wants to pause to recognize certain things. But every day is a day to celebrate fathers. And for some, their fathers are no longer here. So we keep you covered in prayers as it might be difficult during these holiday times. But I want to shout out first my daddy, right? That's my amazing, incredible daddy who I tell my parents they had the privilege of having me. They laugh when I say that, but I thank God for my dad and that he is still here at 82 now. Is daddy 82? I can't even keep track. He just had a birthday. So we just praise God for him and for my husband being the most amazing father ever to my children, for my dear brother here, Jason Hodge, who's the most incredible dad on the planet. So many in the house that are also great fathers that each day that don't not only do they nurture their children, but the children in the community. You know, my husband has so many extra bonus sons from scouting and Jason, you know, through the boys doing dance and all these other programs that they're in, you gain other children. But thank you for being great examples and strong men of God that they can look up to and be inspired by your example. So I want to say happy Father's Day to everyone who is celebrating their fathers, their husbands, their brothers, their uncles, all of those who nurture and stand up as men of valor and examples for our young people. Definitely, this is also a season of graduations and weddings and all sorts of special occasions. So shout out to everyone who is celebrating that. And to all the birthday folks in the month of June that are celebrating, we wish you Godspeed. And we thank God for just life, right? Because every day is a gift. In my travels, I turned on the news and I rarely get a chance to watch the news. And then I heard about the tragedy about that flight from Air India that crashed. And you're talking about over 440 something people. And then another, I don't even know what the total is from the building that they crashed into or nearby. And think about, you know, their families were expecting them to come back from whatever trip they were on, and now they're all in a season of bereavement. So therefore, the grace of God go each and every one of us. It helps us to level set what we put our focus on and how we live each day so that we can truly be grateful for each moment. So when we open up and introduce ourselves, tell everybody where we're calling in from, if you're on the conference call line, if you're in Clubhouse, where you're tapping in from, we start with what you're grateful for, because that gives you an opportunity to just level set what's really important and thanking God for just waking you up. And then the scripture that is going to ground you or that you would like to share to encourage everyone in the room. I definitely know that there's so much going on this weekend, especially. Pastor Hannah had 12-hour prayer. Bishop Jake's Good Soil. I'm at a regional conference. There's like so many things happening. But praying that whatever you are doing for this time and season, it is enriching your soul. It is giving you the ability to get clarity on the assignment as faithpreneurs, the things that you are doing, producing, sharing in the marketplace, and that God gives you strength for the journey. Pray my strength, because I need an extra portion, Lord. I got to slip into a dress. And this beautiful makeup artist, what is your name?
Kenesha.
Kenesha Kane. Got to get my life together so I can look like something going out. Bless you, child. Thank you, love. And I'm going to mute and turn it over to the Jason Hodge, because I have to scurry about to get into this next program. But I'm glad I could be here to at least say good mountain. And thank you for being a part of this fellowship as we continue to see the manifestation of God's promises of yes and amen. So over to you, my brother.
Hey, sis. And great hearing your voice. Glad you are doing your thing. And happy Father's Day to all the great fathers out there as well. You know, my tried and true is be anxious for nothing. And in everything, get through prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, for the called according to his purpose. Now, you know what? I don't remember exactly where that is. I'm not sure if that's Romans 8, 28, but you guys know the verse. I am hailing in from Tacoma, Washington. And I am absolutely grateful for all that God does, for his ability to slow us down, to speed up. I love the fact that we have a God who is a restorer. We have a God who is definitely a coverer and one who knows how to deal with the affairs of our heart. So grateful to be here. And I know, Carmen, you got Jima duty and Gigi duty right now. So I don't know if the little one is doing her thing or if you have a moment to say hey to everybody. Okay, maybe not.
I'm changing a pamper. Come back to me.
Good stuff. All right. Well, for those of you who want to pop up onto the floor, you are welcome. Just raise your hand and I'll bring you up. And this is not a press. It's just to let you know that if you've got something that you'd like to share, something that you're grateful for, a scripture that you'd like to share, now's the time. You know, this has been an amazing week. You know, we've had so much to be thankful for. I'm grateful for so much, grateful for such a loving family, grateful for time. You know, sometimes we can take time for granted, and God has a way of giving us a way to appreciate time, appreciate open doors, appreciate reflection, appreciate new beginnings, appreciate past, present, and future. So I just want to encourage you all to take a moment and just be thankful for everything that God does, because you never know how things are going to flesh out. But if you do believe the word, and if you are called according to his purpose, you do know that they're going to work out for your good. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and get some invites for everybody.
So I'm going to attempt to at least share my devotional this morning while I'm moving about, my brother. And just truly, I tell you, I was listening to just a little piece of Pastor Hannah's 12-hour prayer, because I've been too busy to do too much. So it's two parts, because it's literally 12-hour prayer. And I just admire ministries that continue to grow everybody's ability to understand how to pray and to have the prayer discipline. Because, you know, if you grew up in church, sometimes you watching the old folk praying like, well, how long are they going to pray? But they still going. Like, oh, Lord. But when you grow in your walk, you understand the power of prayer. It doesn't become or feel like it's burdensome, but it's a joy to just get stronger in your prayer life.
Yes.
Because it helps to open up so many doors, so many opportunities for God to reveal himself to you. So I encourage you that if you are able to look up 12-hour prayer from Pastor Hannah,
That's here on Clubhouse or that's
on YouTube.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm. He has it on YouTube. I'm trying to go to my scripture for today. Woo, Jesus, help me, Lord. My bones are not 25 anymore. That is clear. Don't laugh at me, Jason. Don't laugh at me.
I'm laughing with you, sis. I'm laughing with you.
You're laughing. Well, I tell you, the 12-hour prayer, it's not for those who just want to, you know, stand up and say the 23rd Psalm. 12-hour prayer is going in, getting to understand your spiritual language, understanding what it is to communicate with the Father. And I just got a small piece. I fast-forwarded to Bishop Younger because that's one of my faves. I was like, woo! I know he's about to bring a word. But the reason why I'm always sharing either, whether it's Bishop Jace, whether it's Bishop Tudor Bismarck, Pastor Hannah, people that I know are teaching the word of God and truly helping others develop, is because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more that you are in the presence of those who are teaching the word, who understand that we are spirit beings having a human experience, understand how to train yourself in praying. And, you know, I had a experience with one of the pastors at home who would just say, you know, speak in tongues or pray, but without a clearer understanding about what that communion is, what that relationship is, it just seems like you're just going through a random practice instead of acquainting yourself with how to communicate with God. And Reverend Miles Monroe has some phenomenal trainings and teachings that, thank God, have stood the test of time because they were recorded. But you have to have a thirst and a hunger for wanting to learn more about who God is, for understanding how he has purposed you to do the thing that he has called you to do. So when we share, or when I particularly share, all of what I listen to, it's because it strengthens my faith. It strengthens my spirit, especially when you're going through battles that are just beyond anything that you could think or imagine. Like, hey, what's going on? Y'all know my famous line, Jesus, is my Wi-Fi working? Am I hearing you? What is happening? But it's to strengthen you and to help you to build your own relationship with Christ, that you don't have to rely on somebody else's, that you stand in knowing who he is. So this passage says, what's your focus? The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. That's John 6:63. Whatever you give your consideration to, whatever you focus on grows in terms of relevance, importance, and significance. Words, whether positive or negative, are a powerful driving force. In order to express itself, your faith must attach itself to an image formed by your words so that the outward manifestation has a pattern after which to form. Ooh, that's good. I didn't even know it was written there. Look at that, Jesus. Yeah, Father, I declare that my thoughts are governed only by things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. The things to praise, not things to curse. And that comes Philippians 4:8-9 in the Message version. I keep your words on my lips and I press toward my purpose and calling. I look to you, the author and finisher of my faith, and I keep my focus on the goal you set before me, bringing your kingdom is my priority. I follow hard after you. Let your will be done in and through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, what a blessing to read that. That's coming from Command Your Morning by Dr. Cindy Trim, my big sis and mentor. I just love that the correlation and the confirmation, right, of who God is and how we are to confess, right, the truth of the words that we speak, because it will manifest the pattern after which to fall. My God, today, that is a good one. But I pray that blesses you. And as you grow in your walk and in your journey, that you continue to be encouraged that we've come too far now to turn back. And God can't fail, won't fail. His word can't return unto him void. So we are going to march on in victory. So thank you for being here and being a part of the fellowship. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, the Jason Hodge.
Awesome, awesome, sis. And Carmen, just flash your mic when you are ready.
I'm ready. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes, I'm on G duty this weekend. So thank you all. Hey, family, what a blessing to be here. You know, first of all, Jason, and to all the fathers out there, even if you're not a blood father, I'm sure you're a father in some sort of way, whether it's, you know, a mentor or uncle. Father's Day to everyone. It's amazing how we use these holidays to recognize people, but, you know, we should be doing this every day. All the wonderful things that dads, especially you, Jason, my friend, that you do for your family and for your boys is just amazing. So I celebrate you. This day this weekend used to be very, very difficult for me. It'll be 15 years. I can't even believe it. My father passed away in 2010. He hasn't been here, at least physically. He's been here in my spirit. You know, I'm a third generation preacher's kid, and I still hear a lot of the things that he would say and teach me. I hear his voice. I feel his presence. And so it used to be difficult for me, but now it's just like, well, I'm kind of a little jealous because he up there having a little conversation with Jesus, which I hope that we all will one day. But, you know, this conversation about faith, Dr. Stacy, it's just one of my favorite conversations. I love talking about faith. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, that you can't know God without faith. And, you know, my bishop made a statement a few sermons ago about faith is kingdom currency. And so with that being said, if you read Hebrews 11, it's, you know, it talks about faith in action. Two of the verses that I really love, which I'm sure a lot of you all do too, is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commanded for. And then the other one that is my favorite, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That last statement, he rewards those who earnestly seek him, really stays in my spirit all the time. And I don't know about you, Jason, and I'm sure you and everyone, I just get excited in serving the Lord. I get excited doing his work and seeking him. I get excited about that. When I wake up every morning, I'm in excitement. I'm in just in awe of the fact, number one, that he allowed me to see another day. He allowed me to be in his presence, and he allowed me to serve the kingdom. That excites me. And I hope I'm not the only one, but this thing about faith, I believe God, you know, no matter what I'm going through, good, bad, or indifferent, I trust him. I trust, even if it's not feeling good, that it's for my good and his glory. And so I just love the conversation about faith. Those are my scriptures today. And again, I'm Carmen M. Herrera, tapping in from Houston, Texas. I'm also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur and God's Economic Ambassador. I love y'all. I hope that you appreciate and celebrate and enjoy your dads this weekend. God bless you.
God bless you too, sis. Thank you for that share. And thank you for the happy Father's Day. All right. And we've got Dr. Viva on the floor. Dr. Viva, mic is yours.
Good morning. Peace and blessings, everyone. And happy Father's Day to everyone in the room. And whatever way that you celebrate being a father, whether it's to your own children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, and the community children, because fathers are very important. I'm a daddy's girl, so I know I love my father and I miss him greatly. I put myself in a chat because I wasn't sure how my time it was or how the room was going to flow, because I'm getting ready to go to an event. But I had a very full week. Tired, but I thank God for it. I was in the 3-day conference, a professional conference around clinical supervision. It was an international conference I was not even aware of. I'm glad that it was here in New Jersey at Rutgers, and I work for Rutgers, so I had an opportunity to meet people. And it's very, I realized more, and it was just confirmed, the importance of being around like-minded people, people who have a desire to excel professionally, but also personally, to ensure that, because I work in a helping profession, right? I work in a profession that directly impacts people's lives. And the work that I do, is it helping or harming, right? And by me supervising, how am I going to mentor and lead and help someone else do the same as they're growing professionally and they're, you know, and developing? Because even professionally, there are developmental stages to that. So I am so appreciative of having that opportunity. And there was a wealth of workshops available. But the most interesting one, though, is around AI and how AI helps. So we know it's all over in our life, in our world. It's operating in so many ways that we use it, but also how it may, our concerns also, the benefits of it, and also the concerns of it. So it's just very important how it may, my term that I'm thinking is dumbing people down, right? Where they may not put forth the effort to take the time to learn or to do things for themselves, because I have this artificial intelligence doing it. So there's a part of me where I'm happy I know how to do things without that, but also being mindful how the presenters encouraged us to be receptive to it, because it is here, but also being mindful on how it is used to help and not harm, and definitely be honest about our concerns in regards to ethics and confidentiality, because the work that we do, people share intimate details. I'm a stranger in their life, right? But they share intimate details so that they can progress and move to something better in a way as they define. Because in some ways, in my professional development, we may disagree on what they may think is better, but it's not for me to tell them or condemn them in that, but have definitely a conversation about that. So it was I wasn't used to it. I haven't been out like that all week running since like pre-COVID, because I work hybrid, and it just made me question and wonder, like, God, how did I live my life? How did I do everything beforehand? But also I realized, even working from home, I'm still tired, but not as much. So I rested some this morning and getting ready to go again. But I am thankful for a changed mind. And I forgot, I just thought, I am hailing from Newark, New Jersey. Speaking to you, but I am grateful today and continually grateful that God changed my mind to live different, to live for Him, to live righteous, to have love, and wanting to share it with other people in that way, because sometimes people want to be selfish and keep it to themselves. And I did put in the chat, my scripture is Psalm 1, and also that I decree and declare that what God has for me, that I will receive it. And I have to say, as I was writing that down, I was hesitant, because I was not only thinking about, I was thinking about all things, because some things I want and some things I don't want. I don't want that pruning process. I don't want those growing pains, you know, to get me where, to make me better, right? In a process that he has to even go through. Yes, sometimes I'm being honest and transparent, y'all, that I don't want that, but God's will is what I want. So and even yesterday, let me go back to the clinical supervision. It was important. We had two, there was one, they call them paper presentations, around religion and spirituality, where one did her dissertation, because it was international, on the Church of Iceland. Church of Iceland, and how the people were for the church and now they're against it. And also how pastors felt lonely and pastors' wives, just their proximity to being pastor and, you know, the extra, the rejection just from people, and just one about a spiritual model and how it is a protective factor, even when we deal with people, because that's one of the things in the work that we do. We ask people, I don't think directly now, in my full-time job, but definitely in my private practice, I advertise that I am a Christian and there are people of faith who come to me and we can, read the Bible and everything like that. So it was very important to see that element. Of course, I attended that one and felt free just to repeat a scripture, right? When I talked about the loneliness in the pastors, and imagine how Jesus may have felt in that Garden of Gethsemane, right? When he said, take it from me, but not my will, your will be done. And how many of us may experience that and in different ways where we are in leadership. Yes, I may not be a pastor, but there are people's lives. And sometimes with you may have religious practices because we stand for right, how people may reject us, marginalize us, put us, you know, out, that we're doing too much, or that's not for here, that's for over there, right? But this is my life. This is my lifestyle, right? So it's going to be everywhere I am. So I was very appreciative of that, and definitely seeing there were some doctoral students who presented. And then there was also a doctor who just, you know, presented her dissertation. So also encourage me. There's some work that I need to go do about healing for the helper. I said, God, you have given me that niche. And because we talked about that too, how those in helping professions, where can we go to safe place to talk about it? Not people, oh, you already know what to do. Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't need any help with some things because I know what to do. That's where lets me know I got some work I need to do, and being obedient in that way and not getting caught up with, oh, it's so much to do. Or no, this is what I said to myself. I'm always doing something. That's why it's always so much to do. So falling back and really being mindful on how I am going to allocate my resources of time and energy so that it can be aligned with what God wants me to do, the burden that he has put on my heart. And it's not a bad burden, right? It's a burden that is motivating me to do something, because I believe that when God burdens our heart in that way, we are an answer to someone's prayer that we may not even realize, and the domino and legacy that it leaves for others to follow. So that is my share this morning. Y'all have a blessed day. And again, happy Father's Day to everyone.
Are you there, Jason? Hope we haven't lost him.
We might have lost him, Mother Gwen. And Dr. Viva, good to hear your voice. Mother Gwen, go on here.
Well, I was going to say, because I see Dr. Roz down here, so I wanted to have her take my space right now, because, you know, I know she just came in, would love to hear from her, and then I can go. Dr. Roz, you ready, baby girl?
Good morning. y'all, I love the appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Congratulations, Hollywood. I'm looking for your doctorate when you get there. it's our anniversary on tomorrow, Vincent's surgery. So we are doing well outside of the weather that's happening here in Dallas. And I just want to say that for a scripture, I was working with some kids this weekend, so I want to go to 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. And I was just sharing with the kids that they are yielded to God's plan and showing the world how powerful they are. And because of who I know who their parents are, their parents continue to show up in their life. The thing that has been working for me that is most positive is finally on the business, the website, the opt-ins, the emails, all of that. I've been working on that and have a team of people that have been serving. So that is my share on y'all. Continue to pray. The lungs are being challenged, but to God be all glory. And Jason, I have chewed some cloves.
Good. Good.
Y'all. Y'all have a God amazing day. Ciao for now.
Love you too, sis. And remember to hammer that oregano, too.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to go out for a moment because the mic won't close. So I guess things are still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. All right. We got Sister Gwen on the stage.
Good morning. Coming in from Los Angeles. And Lord Jesus, have mercy. I just want to make a disclaimer. First of all, don't believe the hype. Because 99% of the people in Los Angeles didn't even know there was a so-called riot. I just want you to know that. Just want you to know that. It's and just pray. But my scripture for today, I hand-selected it basically for those who father us, as Jason and many of the men on this platform do. Proverbs 27, it says that he who walks in integrity... Let me just get it right here so I can. But the man that walks in integrity and is righteous, blessed are his children after him, Jason in particular. So because of that, that's the promise of God, that your children will be blessed after you, as you walk in integrity, and you do. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you being here, because we need good brothers in the kingdom, you know. And I thank God for you and Darren. And like I said, even Brother McKinney, who's been AWOL for a while, but I make a statement and people laugh about it. I say, I likes men, and I ain't twisted. Hallelujah. But, Just to celebrate you, and I know that we picked these days, but every day should be a happy mother's, father's, sibling, whatever. Every day that we have life should be a happy something, you know. And I wanted to say, I don't know if Dr. Roz is back. Are you back, Dr. Roz?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I don't want you to talk, but I want to just, in terms of my share is... You know, I was listening to the song with Dr. Stacey, and I know she's intentional with that, but talking about the demons in our lives, right? Everything ain't a demon. Sometimes it's just us. Hallelujah. But when the song said that they must, shall, have to flee, they've got to go, is for us to be reminded of the authority that we have over them. And the key to a successful life is... basically walking on your knees, a prayer life. And I do know that the gifting of the Holy Spirit, my acceptance of it, of the gift of tongues, has increased and enlarged my prayer life. Because when you run out of what to say, you have an advocate, a paraclete. And I can't say more. I think that where we're losing in the kingdom of the Lord is the reliance and dependence on the Holy Spirit. Too much lean into our own understanding. And so I'm just encouraging all of us is that try not to outthink God. He says, you know, and if there's a place of promotion, you know, we're talking about busy lives, it's said, so here's the priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right standing, and then add everything. And, you know, as Sister Hollywood was talking, my Newark partner, amen, proud of it, is that what we have to understand is the priorities of God, et cetera. But every one of us will have a nevertheless moment, like the Gethsemane. Every one of us will have that, nevertheless thy will. And that's what the seeking. And in these troubled, perilous times, you need a prayer life. And I'm just going to challenge the room right now is as we celebrate fathers, let's celebrate the Abba Father. Praise God. Let's just reflect on who and how he fathers us and how we can strengthen that relationship. And also be aware of the distractions that are being thrown at us to keep us from what our assignment here is, to reconcile those that are lost to the Father. And while we're doing all of that we're doing, we're going to leave all of this, houses, cars, jobs, everybody, and know that we want to ascend. And so I just want to encourage everyone is to just take authority over your thoughts. The Bible says take captive every thought and every imagination and high thought that would exalt itself against what does God say. And lastly, I'll say this, that we think we have time. There was a song this gentleman wrote. It's a phenomenal song. It's not even out yet. But we think we have time. Tomorrow is not promised. The next minute is not. And I just want to encourage us to die empty, like Miles Monroe said. And I'm talking to myself primarily. And I'm just thanking God for the family here. Because if you look at the smorgasbord, everything we need here, we've got our brother, father, our dietitian, we got our financial person, we got our head person, the majorette, you know, we got Dr. Ross. Everything, look at us. This is what God is calling about the family, reliant on the giftings in the family. It makes us stronger. And Dr. Roz, I'm going to speak to you. I hear a spirit of weariness. I bind it away from you in the name of Jesus. I ask God by supernatural intervention to cleanse every cell in your body from any aspects of phlegm, or anything else. Dr. Jason, you had to help me with this, but I heard the weariness. And sister, I want you to know you got people that got your back. Okay, I don't want you trying to do everything by yourself. So I mean, even to the point of flying there to help. And so right now, if I may, Jason and Dr. Stacy, I'd like to just say a prayer for her in terms of just sustainability. As Moses was tired in the battle, recognize the battle's not yours, but God's. But in the battle, because of the humanity that he was clothed in, the Lord had him sit on a rock and he had people that held up his hands. And right now, can I just take the liberty to say, all of us in this room, can you just agree with me that we're holding up Dr. Roz and Benny's hands right now? Virtually in the spirit. Y'all got mics. Y'all agree with me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen.
Right now. So only one person. Everybody got a mic here. Praise God. So I thank you, Father, right now that symbolically that you go have a picture in your mind, in your spirit, that your hands are being lifted and they're raised, supported. And as Moses' hands were raised, the battle waged and they won as long as his hands were raised. I want you to know that we're raising your hands virtually by spirit to strengthen you for this journey and for your husband, and know that you're loved and valued, highly appreciated. But I ask God for his refreshing, not only for you, but everyone in the room. We have a rat race, but you know what? Let's leave them to the rats. Take that breath and renew each day and just ask God for a freshness. Freshness even in truly breathing properly with the lungs. Am I right here, Jason? Many of us don't. We underbreathe. So, Father, oxygenate us right now. Refresh us like never before. And we just thank you and we praise you, Father, for the transaction of God saying there is a rest. There is a rest. Let's go to it. There is a rest. And may we accept it. Love you all. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you too, Sister Gwen. Love you too. And we've got Chef Regina, Sister Regina on the stage. Mic is yours.
Actually, Gala was before me. She had popped back in. So
sorry about that. I just had the PTR. Gala, mic is yours. How you doing, sis?
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you. I'm here from Roswell, Georgia, northern suburbs of Atlanta. Thank you for the opportunity. I really came on this morning, you know, to listen, to get a little strength here. And as Dr. Stacy talked about listening to John Hanna, I was been listening to the 12-hour prayers, 12 as well. And I fell asleep on it last night, going back over it. And then talking about the mountains and the faith. That was my scripture today, Matthew 17:19-21 NIV. He replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I'll say that this past week, couple of weeks actually, have been very, very challenging, and the mountains have been very, very high. And in awaiting, believing, and trusting, a lot of faith, a lot of prayers, you know, believing that if God can't do it, it can't be done. So I just want to believe that that I'm closer to where He wants me to be than I know. Because it seems like the resistance is so strong. And we're in June. This is the sixth month of the year. We're halfway through this year, believe it or not. And it feels like, at least for me, it feels like I'm treading water. I don't feel like I'm making progress, but I do know that, you know, you have to keep chipping away at it. I do recall a time when I was in Houston, as I lived there for 20 years, and it was very dark and very difficult working in the corporate America construct there, because there was so much resistance. And I actually carried a mustard seed in a small vial in my purse with me at all times, because I wanted to constantly remind myself that that's all I needed. It's that much faith of that small mustard seed. It's smaller than a lint ball that you might have on a sweater. It's just that small, but it can grow into something beautiful. And it has a mustard seed. And Jason knows this, that mustard equals turmeric. Turmeric equals, you know, inflammation, and the less inflammation that we have in our body, the less opportunity for bad things to grow in our body. So I'm believing and having faith that God is going to show up and He's going to show out, and I'll be back with the testimony. I yield the mic.
Thank you for that share, sis. And you know, I just posted a video inside of the chat, and this one is in relation to how we have our business meetings with God. My sister turned me on to it, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this is really good stuff. And it's a whole series on, you know, how this believer, she took her business from all of the stresses and the turmoil, all of the toil that she was doing. And then she aligned it with God. Sometimes, you know, that piece right there, you know, we end up working so hard. And the main thing is that He's like, okay, well, you know, get with me and then I'll tell you exactly what to do. It may not make sense to you,
but I'm going to tell you what to do. And when you do it, you're going to see amazing results. Sometimes those times where we seem like we are toiling a lot, it's the opportunity for him to be building things into us and also to move things out. So stay encouraged, sis. Stay encouraged. All right. And now we got Chef Regina on the floor. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to read my favorite scripture, then I'm going to connect it to Father's Day and what I'm grateful for. One of my favorite of all time is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Says, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For Yahweh your Elohim is with thee whithsoever thou goest. Your Lord God, thy God, is with thee whithsoever thou goest." And the reason why this one is my favorite and I connect it to everything but Father's Day is because it takes a lot to be a parent. And moms and dads have different roles. They're not the same. You know, women bring a special relationship and a special space of importance in children's lives, and fathers bring a special place and relationship in children's lives. And both are equally needed. One of the things I do realize, though, is, you know, anytime we celebrate Mother's Day, you can't get into a restaurant, right? To you make a reservation, you got to wait like hours and, you know, hours sometimes to get something to eat or to acknowledge your mom and such. But when it comes to the dads, it's not as hard to get a reservation. And I know this happens often. As many Father's Days as we've celebrated here with my husband and our children, and the ease that it was when it came time to celebrate Father's Day. But I want to say, as a woman seeking God's own heart, that is, I know my role as the woman and the mom. And I revere and respect that role because that's the role he gave me. And I equally honor and stress the importance of acknowledging our fathers and their importance in our shaping, their perspectives, what their roles are. And sometimes in this present spaces we're in, we see men not appreciated for doing what they are here to do, which is be the fathers they were called to be. And, you know, there's so much stuff, gunk, I call it, all this stuff we see and hear and all these different things that distort the role and the respect of the father. So I just want to say to all the dads, Jason, I'm definitely talking to you. You know your role. You know what you've been commanded to do. And I so love, respect, and admire how you step 10 toes down into your role and how you see the blessing over your children. You see it over your four boys, okay? Let's be clear. And you nurture them the way a man nurtures their children. And I really respect that so much. I love our fathers. I love men that are fathers to their children, that stand in the gap for others that may not have their dads around. I'm telling you, as a woman that has a later in life relationship with her father, it is still valuable. It is still valuable and it's still important. So we cannot overemphasize the importance of fatherhood. And sometimes with structure set up, and I'm not going to go too deep, but I'm just saying sometimes socioeconomic challenges would make people make wrong decisions in relationship to fatherhood and parenthood and being together, and the benefit of that relationship of the moms and dads being together for their children. And I honor and respect good men that do not consider it robbery, that are not scared to step into their roles, that take responsibility to be present. And whether you are the smartest man in the room or may not have so much, or you're somewhere in the middle, if you are present, if you are there, if you are there to listen, and you are there to stand up for your children, it doesn't matter what your resume says. It doesn't matter what any of that looks like. What's important is they see you, father. They see you, dad. They see you, first teacher, because the mothers and the fathers are the first teachers to their children. So when you show up and when you're present, it matters. So I don't ever want to underestimate or undervalue the roles of a father, because as a mom, I respect the father. I could never be one or the other. I'm only one. I'm the mom. So happy Father's Day to the men. We had a little celebration at work where we acknowledged it at my job, right? And you know I do something around the food space. So we did have a celebration acknowledging the men that are fathers and such, and the women that acknowledged their fathers. So it was a Father's Day celebration, but it was for all of everybody, right? And I'll just tell you the food now. We have an amazing team. One of my coworkers made this lasagna. It was delicious, y'all. And we had salad, and I made some wingettes, you know. Y'all, do you know when you brine your wingettes, the seasoning and the flavor that gets in there is so yummy? And when you bake them and bake them on fry them, they're so tender. I'm just saying, I just had to share that. Brining is everything. So we did that. And then we had a cake. I made a cake to match the theme, right? So they just love the lemon pound cake. So I made a lemon sheet cake, and you know, Jason kind of saw a couple of the photos of it. Oh yeah, and biscuits. Do y'all know we got some country folks at my job because they love biscuits? So I made some buttermilk biscuits, just some garlic buttermilk, some honey buttermilk, and then some old-fashioned buttermilk biscuits. And the only reason why I'm sharing this is because I did not consider it robbery to acknowledge our men. We did amazing. We did an amazing celebration for the mothers. And then we said, you know what? We're going to do something for the men a little different. We did brunch for the ladies. But, you know, we know men like them. They, you know, like to eat. Like, we don't like to eat, too. We like to eat, too. Ladies like to eat now. Come on. But, you know, men want to have a little something. So we said, okay, we're going to make them a nice meal, right? And it had garlic bread. Okay, I didn't do the garlic bread. It was good, but I didn't do that. I won't take credit for what I didn't do. But all I'm saying is, when you take time to acknowledge people, even if they're not where they feel they want to be, like some of the men may not be where they want to be as far as their fathering, but the fact that they were acknowledged, like you don't kick a person when they're down, you don't judge them for where they are. We celebrated them for where they are, acknowledging that, yes, you are fathers. And for the moms that, for the women that have their fathers and such, we acknowledged fatherhood. And that's what the celebration was about. But when I read this scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, at that scripture, that was the Lord telling Joshua, don't be afraid, right? Because you're going to take over where Moses left off. And there's a lot of responsibility in that role. So don't be afraid. I'm with you. You saw what I did with Moses. I got your back. So don't be afraid. And just to the dads, you know what it is. Do not be afraid, because the Lord has your back. Our Father God has your back. So whatever you need, whatever you question or wonder about, bring it to him. And having faith in his word and studying his word will guide you way much more than anything we ever see on a social media post or anything we heard. Taking it straight to the Father, taking it to his word, you will be the best dads that you're supposed to be, because you will be taking it straight from him on how to show up and be present. So happy Father's Day. May God be praised in everything we do, because he is our Father. And I just wanted to share that. I'm out. Thank you for letting me share. Love y'all. Jason, where you at?
Glory be to your name. Wow. Thank you for that share, Regina. And I'm going to extend an offer to anybody else who wants to raise their hand and pop up on the stage. Now would be the time. I see Brother Drew in the house. Bro, are you going to talk today? All right. And I see Teresa has popped up on the stage. Teresa, mic is yours.
Blessings to everyone in the room. Dr. Stacy, I honor you. I admire you much. I thank God for this room today. Again, my name is Teresa, and I am originally from Baltimore. I currently live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I follow the assignment room with Apostle Sandy, and I am one of her stunning crowns. Dr. Stacy has been presenting at the Provision 2025. She also shares daily when she can in the assignment room along with Pastor Gwen. And truly, I love both of y'all wisdom. Everything that you share daily truly blesses me. So I just want to say that and honor you on today. The scripture that I had for today, I want to say it's almost based on this room, which is on faith. That's my word and my scripture for today. The scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And then the other scripture I had was Hebrews 11:6. And this is a familiar one to most. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So for me, faith means just relying on God, no matter what we're going through, and not trusting in our own understanding for what we actually can see, physically see, but know that when we pray, that we should trust God without doubting him, showing confidence in his ability to answer our prayers. So again, I just want to say that this room again has truly blessed me. And I also had the opportunity to listen to the 12-hour prayer with Pastor Hannah, like Dr. Stacy said, and truly it was fire. So if you have not had the opportunity to listen to it, you can go back and watch it on YouTube. So again, I'm done speaking. God bless you all. Thank you for letting me share.
God bless you too. Thank you for that share, Teresa. All right. We got Sister Raquel on the stage. Hey, sis, mic is yours.
Hey, brother. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday. I'm just coming up to say hey. That's really all. I am grateful today. I'm grateful today for my niece. I just want to honor my niece, Whitney. She is such a blessing in my life. And I just have so much gratitude for her. And my scripture always stands. Sometimes it changes, but today is my favorite scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. How? According to the power that works within us. So we always have to be cognizant of our part to tapping into the power that is already within. And that same power is the one that raised Christ from the grave. And so that same power lives in us. And so we are much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for because of the Holy Spirit and the one that dwells within us. And so I just want to acknowledge all of the men here and celebrate them in their fatherhood, with tomorrow being Father's Day, namely my brother twin up there at the top right. And I just want to say, you are really a benchmark for fatherhood. As I witness your life with your boys, it is really a gift to see a father who is so not only in tune with his children, all of them, and but the relationship. I mean, a lot of kids have counseling, go to counseling as adults after parenthood for some reason or another. But I don't imagine that any of your boys are going to be doing that because of you. They know that they're loved. They have beautiful open communication with you, and you keep those lines of communication flowing. And you're there. You're present. There are many parents who live under the same roof, but they aren't always present. But you're very present with your boys. And I just want to acknowledge that. You're such a great father, brother. Such a great father. And for all the other gentlemen who may or may not be here, or that may hear this on the replay, happy Father's Day. God bless you all.
God bless. Thanks, sis. Appreciate it. You guys are just awesome, and love everything that has been shared up here today. And I'm going to extend an offer to anybody else who would like to pop up on the stage before we. Yes.
I'm not going to let Mute Ministry get me, because you know I had an acronym for Father, right?
Oh, all right.
But let me get through this. All Father, right, definitely, from all the shares, a kingdom blueprint for fatherhood is witnessed by our brother Bishop, Doctor of Medicine. But the F is a faithful leader. The one who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. Luke 16:10, a father stands firm in integrity, modeling consistent love, provision, and truth. The A is anchored in the word. I pulled that from Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. He doesn't drift with the world. He's rooted in God's truth. The T is tender warrior. Although, Jason, you know, we've had our power talks, you know, when we're one-on-one, and I heard you get rough one the first time. But you still have a tender way about you. So that's tender warrior. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name, from Exodus 15:3. Strong yet gentle. He fights for his family with prayer, protection, and presence, and even making them understanding being in God's presence with early morning communion time for family. H is humble servant. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, from Matthew 20:26. You lead by serving, loving sacrificially, and listening to his heart. And I want to say on that part, the humble servant, that what you do and how you do with your sons has helped even our marriage, because you know my husband just thinks you are the, what he would say, the lickety lick of friendship. The E is encourager of destiny. How you do help many of us when we're building frameworks and getting funnels and things up. Father, do not provide your children to anger, provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4, you know, knowing that all of your children are already kingdompreneurs. They already know how to steward their money, the creations of their businesses. And because of that, you continue to speak life and you call out greatness and help others rise into their purpose. And the R is definitely, you know, I can't say Yeshua, how much, but I'm going to let you say it right after I get done with this. Reflector of God's love. So say the God name the way you say it. Jason, open up your mic. Can you say it?
I was sitting there typing my LOLs.
Say,
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeah. Reflector of God's love. Psalms 103:13. As a father, his compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion. Your presence points others to the heart of the Father, full of love and mercy and grace. And when we think about maybe kingdom reflections or thoughts or a mantra, or you want to call it a decree or the declaration, Jason and all the men that are in our lives, if you put the name of the man in your life, leads with faith, serves with humanity, and loves with strength. And they are fathers formed in his image and are called to reflect his glory. My verses, as I did them, some of them I shortened, but y'all, they come from Christian Standard Bible Version. Jason and Ladrine know that my relationship with King Jimmy has to be built up a little bit more, but I do have been blessed with a parallel Bible. So just in case y'all said, where is she reading from? That's where most of it comes from. But Jason, know that you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And to all of y'all, have a God amazing Father's Day, Saturday, Sunday, and moving forward in the week, enjoying the fathers in your life. I yield the mic.
Thanks, sis. And your voice is getting stronger, so loving that and loving your recovery. Keep it going. All right. We've got Sister Katie in the house. Hey, sis. Mic is yours.
Good morning, faithpreneurs. Good morning. I just wanted to come on to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers, all the men who are lifting everybody up, who always give space to let, you know, everyone be strong. And there's so many wonderful things about having having a brother who I get to watch be a father. So I'm very grateful for you, Jay. I love you. You know how we do it. Anyway, I'm hailing from Lakewood, Washington. And my scripture for today would just be that Psalms 1, and blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and his leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And I love how definitely the men of faithpreneur, how they talk with each other. And I love how God has just surrounded all of us with great examples of, you know, fatherhood, brotherhood, friendship, and that godly counsel. You know, when something is going on, there's a strong gentleness in how they just work, and they allow us to be strong to do what we need to do, because being the woman that Proverbs talks about, you need a very strong people in your life in order to do those things. So just very blessed and grateful to God to have great relationships in our lives that show us how to nourish and cultivate great relationships. So that tree planted by the water is flourishing and producing more trees. So I'm very thankful to Jay for being a father in my children's life for all of these years and being that great example of what a godly man is and how they're to nourish and bring forth other godly men. So God bless you guys. Just wanted to pop in and say that. Love you.
Love you too, sis. All right. Wow. And you know what? I've not mentioned the page at the top. If you've not checked out our resource page, pop on over to faithpreneur.me. And that's Faith, FAITHPRENEUR.me. Not you, but me. And check our page out. We're doing some more updates in the very near future again. If you all have checked it out recently, you've noticed there's some new things on there, new colors, new background, new backdrop. So check us out, visit us, and share us out. Because if you don't share us out, then how do we get known elsewhere? So share us out to your circles, to your networks, and that way others can learn about the call, learn about what's going on with Faithpreneur Television Network, and what's going on with the upcoming Faithpreneur Weekend. All right. So, anything else before we land the plane? Sister Gwen. All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to pop in. This is an unsolicited commercial, but for those in the Houston area on this weekend, Dr. George Frazier, who is one of our great brothers in the faith, and he's been a faithful leader, will be in person in Houston, just helping to bring generational wealth to a cultural base that is certainly in drought, us. And so if you want to know more about it, look at my profile. My phone number's there. But I just wanted to celebrate him as a father to us, you know. And, you know, and we just in celebrating you, Jason, I'm glad you didn't deflect, you know, because we call you everything, you know, from apostle to bishop, doctor, and everything else, pastor. But you have been that to us. And we just are godly proud of you. But we also, I hope that the others think, I know Katie is biological, but we'll fight somebody about you. You just need to know that. See, I'm trying to lose some of my violent ways, but I remember that Jesus overturned tables. So in the righteous kind of situation, I just want you to know you good. All right. So praise God. So remember, I'm from Newark. Vaseline is in my pocketbook.
Sister Gwen, I'm throwing shoes at you.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what I'm saying. You know, I know you're going, I got his back. I know you got his back. But the thing is, we really, again, when I say, you know, I likes men, is we have so many women and children and boys, but I'm talking about females right now, us, that have been so wounded by things and acts of males that they basically, in their wounding, cannot receive anything from a male. And that's tragic. And vice versa, I know it happens, but certainly I'm just basically uplifting and letting you all know I can't think of any harder trip in this universe than being a black male. I'm just going to say it, and I mean it. But I know that God is a restorer. He's a rehabilitator. He's a lifter. And I just throw all the shoes. I don't care, honey. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, but I know it to be so. And I know God is not a respecter of person, but the world is. And to me, for black males to survive and to have the ability to stand up each day in this culture, I want us to know, want you to know that we who are being whole women, we support you. And that's it, you know. And I ain't going to take it back. So, but again, if you all are in the Houston area, don't miss the opportunity to get what this great man has, Dr. George Frazier, who's a great friend of Dr. Stacy's. That he's, you know, here, he's just turned 80 and
wow.
And is still just basically
having a stand, a solid, absolute stand for the Black family and Black family wealth to be recognized. So again, in my profile, I have my phone number, and people say to me, you shouldn't do that. I said, I know how to hang up and I know how to block. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to leave with that. But Jason, I just want you to know, and the other men that are in the room right now, and because this replay is here, we celebrate you. We celebrate you, and we just thank God for healing in our race one to another. And I just praise God for his restoration, and just keep doing what you're doing. And for you to have to deal with all of us, all this estrogen in the room, pray the Lord. You know, I'm saying it because that's all right. Pray the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Fun. I love you, Sister Gwen. All right. Okay, so it looks like we are coming to a close. Wow, we have finished the room in record time. What in the world? This is awesome. Okay, let's see what Sister Robin is saying. She says, Brother Bishop, Pastor, Food and Medicine Doc Jason, happy and blessed Father's Day, and thank you for your wonderfulness and sharing teachings, text shares. Thank you, Sister Robin. Awesomeness. And here, Roz is laughing. Okay. Katie says, okay. Dr. Small says, love you, the Katie Hodge. Katie says, love you, Gwen McClendon. Okay, Sister Gwen. Okay, love you mucho, Dr. Smile. Okay, good stuff. All right, so you guys can check out the chat, and that's going to be live even after the room closes. You can always check back on the replay. And if you've not shared the saved the replay, you can always pop up to the top of the room, top right-hand corner, hit the three buttons there, and then scroll down where it says replay, save replay, hit the save replay. I just did it for myself. And then you'll be able to come back and listen in, get whatever nuggets. So as you know, Dr. Stacy is doing her thing. She is at just one conference today. So I think that she's underperforming on her norm. But, you know, we're going to just say a prayer for her and covering as well, because, you know, and just to be very clear, you know, Dr. Stacy does a whole lot and a whole lot for a whole lot of people. And she has amazing love for all of her community. And so I just want to just acknowledge her, acknowledge that, acknowledge Drew, her husband, who is my brother, definitely. Absolutely love Drew and what he's done for his boys. And, you know, funny enough, I have been gleaning wisdom from Drew. And I told him this before that I said, Drew, you don't know this bro. And you may not know the depth at which I've been gleaning from you, but I've watched how him and Stacy have raised their boys over the years. And, you know, for me, I didn't grow up with my father. So my best bet, aside from prayer, was to look to godly men that I admire and look at what they were doing with their families and to ask questions where I had questions. And so I remember having a conversation with Drew, and I'm like, hey, tell me, how do you do it? Okay, because your boys are older than mine. And so I know that you've already turned some corners that I'm going to be coming up to. So I need to get some wisdom here. And so we've had some great heart to hearts. And I have taken to heart a lot of what it is that he shared with me. And he shared it not only in word, but in example. You know, every time that I'm blessed to be able to come to the Faithpreneur Weekend, I see how he's working with his boys. I see how they come out and help out, get things set up and all of that. And it is just absolute authentic family. So it's one thing when you see the folks from the apps and all of that, but it's a whole other thing when you get to engage and connect in person. So Drew and Stacy have ceased to be my friends years and years ago. They are absolutely my family, 100%. And so, you know, we've all adopted them over here. So I just want you all to definitely keep them lifted up in your prayers.
as they move forward in the great work that God has given them to do, as the launch of the Faithpreneur Television Network, as it's doing its thing. You know, we are every Sunday on Irie Jam Radio, 97.1 FM HD3. We are 12 to 2, that's Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you tune in. And you can go to iriejamradio.com at that time, and you will hear Sunday Joy. Faithpreneur Television presents Sunday Joy going on each and every Sunday. Great content, great financial content segments that they have in there. Just a little plug there. And all the other things that we've got going on there. Keeping things current, great interviews, and it keeps the pulse of the finger on the community. So check it out, share it out, comment, let us know what it is that you want to know about, what type of content that you'd like to hear. And as we get your feedback, it helps us to navigate how we serve the marketplace. So on that note, we're going to pray out. Father God, we come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And for those of you who don't know, that is Jesus' Hebrew name. We pray that way here in this house because we figured that his name didn't change just because we're speaking in English. So we thank you and praise you for all that you do. We thank you and praise you, Father, for opening doors that no man can shut. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you, Father, for drawing us close to you, so that we can say, just like our brother Yeshua said, our Savior, I only say what I hear the Father say and do what I see the Father do. Father, we thank you that all things work together for our good because we love you and we're called according to your purpose. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Father, that you knew us from the foundations of the world. We thank you, Father, for guarding our path and for directing our path. Father, we do acknowledge you in all of our ways. And Father, every area where we have missed the mark, every area where we have sinned, which is missing the mark, we ask for your forgiveness. We repent and we ask that you draw every aspect of us to you, our business, our thoughts, our relationships, our conversations, our actions and activities, Father, our pastimes. Father, we ask that everything be aligned with you and glorify you. Father, help us to remember that we are always your ambassadors, we're your stewards of your word and your will, and that wherever we go, we are always representing you. So, Father, let us put your best foot forward, not ours. Let us diminish that you may increase, and give us a heart of compassion, Father, of love, reconciliation, Father. We know that you are the connector of the breach. You are the restorer of the lost. Father, you have the answers in the palm of your hand and at the center of your heart. So let us have your heart, Father, as we move through this world, that others who are seeking you and may not even know it can be drawn to you. In the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. And Father, we also say, we thank you for putting a standard that the enemy cannot penetrate. We thank you that your name is the strong tower. So Father, we carry your name in everything that we do. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. All right, so we are, 3 minutes early. That's amazing, guys. I think this might be a first. So on that note, we're going to be here, God willing, next week, same time, and giving God the glory and coming to him in prayer and supplication. So Shabbat Shalom. The room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.